Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
In case you haven't heard, it's pretty shocking if you haven't. We are in the wake of another, not just mass shooting, but this was a mass shooting that happened at an elementary school.
Can I stop you for 1 second and say, like, parents, if you've got younger kids in the car, maybe this is a time to not have it up too loud or distract them with something, because I do not want to scare kids.
Right. Good call.
And we are less than 2 weeks away from the mass shooting in Buffalo and the mass shooting in Laguna. And now there are 19 little tiny children that are dead and two adults. And here we are again. And I don't even know what to say anymore. Why say anything anymore? Because we have no backbone as a nation to do something about this. I can't, like, that's the thing that I just can't wrap my brain around. We solve problems in America. We always have. And this is a massive problem, and we do nothing about it. We don't even try. We don't even make an effort to fix this problem. And we know why. We know why we don't. It's because of the politicians and the money that controls them. And that's it.
And it isn't because of our safety, and it isn't because of any of the BS that we are fed by others, and we sometimes tell ourselves. And I mean, there's just no reason to have a semi-automatic rifle. There's just no reason. And if there is, well, then why is there a limit on other weapons? I want a bazooka. Well, I can't have a bazooka? Well, what? We do put limits on these things. And maybe we need to. There was a time when you couldn't have a semi-automatic rifle, and we all did just fine. In fact, we did better. And it didn't change and go back to being something we could legally buy again until the late 90s. And if you look at mass shootings, God, we were doing a lot better before that.
2004 was when we could buy semi-automatic.
I thought it was late 90s.
It was 1994. There was a ban on assault weapons and semi-assault weapons. And then 2004, it expired. And we could have
kept it going.
And President Bush decided to not do anything about the expiration. So, I mean, here we are again. I don't know here's the thing. I can't wrap my brain around. By the way, if you want to call us, 766-1065. You can call us at 766-1065 with whatever your thoughts are. I can't wrap my brain around the people that say you're never going to stop it all. So why do anything? I don't understand that. I can't even, and it's hard for me to even entertain that level of of patheticness.
Well, especially because there are so many things that that applies to that we still put limits on.
Yeah.
You can't speed, but you can't stop everybody from speeding. So we have speed limits. Mm-hmm. We have speed bumps. We have ticketing.
Yep.
You can't stop people from being killed in car accidents, but we still have to wear seatbelts. Like, to throw our hands up at this while we very actively accept all kinds of other things that could apply to that. Doesn't make any sense.
The car discussion, I think, is actually like a perfect example. And the irony of that is that that's something that gun people often throw in your face. Well, you can kill somebody with a car. Should we just get rid of all cars? It's like, I'm so glad you brought that up, because cars used to be really deadly, way deadlier than they are today. And you know what we did? We regulated them, and we installed a whole bunch of laws about them, about how fast you can drive and how you can drive them and when you can drive them and how old you have to be to drive them, how you have to be tested in order to have one, to operate one, how you have to register it with the state. We did all of that, and look at that. They got safer. How about that? No one's saying anymore we should ban all guns. That's stupid. No one's saying that.
Literally nobody, like, nobody's, like, anybody in a position of authority is saying that. Gavin and I aren't on kind, like, you don't want any guns.
No, that's my personal opinion.
That's your personal opinion.
But I'm realistic.
And there's no decision makers saying all guns should go away. I'm somebody who doesn't think all guns should go away. I do think that a gun where you could just go pop, 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 pop over and over and over, and then put more bullets in and more bullets in and more bullets in. And here's the reality, and this is a good thing and it's a bad thing. We're going to get to the point where finally we have some gun reform in this country. It will happen. Gavin, don't be rude.
I don't think you're right about that.
It will happen because we are getting more angry.
What would the catalyst be? Do you not remember Sandy Hook?
I'll tell you what the catalyst will be. Unfortunately, this is going to happen more and more and more and more.
It is.
And then finally.
But what is that breaking point for this country?
I don't know.
We've had three mass... There are more mass shootings in America than there are days in the year.
I think because it's kids.
Well, this has happened before.
But
it didn't happen after Sandy Hook. Didn't happen after Parkland.
And eventually, I think that it will. But unfortunately, somebody in a position of authority is going to have to finally be personally affected before we can just have a cooling off period, like have a better database for how we can.
I would love to be wrong about that. I don't think that you're right. I don't think there is a breaking point for this. Like I said at the beginning, we have no backbone in this country to do anything about it. And despite the fact that 90% of us want background checks, did you know that a universal background check bill already passed the House? It was passed in March of 2021. It was passed. It was sent to the Senate. And there are senators that just won't even let it come up for a vote.
Yeah, they won't even let it be discussed.
That is why.
Well, and that's
just background checks.
And that's just them not doing their jobs.
That is not 90% of Americans want background checks. That's the bill for it. And we can't even do that. We can't even do the slightest bit of anything to try to slow down this problem. We've had three mass shootings in less than 2 weeks. One where black people were slaughtered in a grocery store. Asian people were slaughtered in a church. And now babies were slaughtered in a school.
I think the only thing that's going to move the needle is kids, unfortunately.
Let's talk to Rosemary real fast. Good morning, Rosemary.
Hello.
What is it that you'd like to say?
Yeah. Well, I agree with Katie. I believe that there is going to be a change, but we also have to change our government. We, the people, have to change our government. It's not going to change unless I work at a high school and I work with special needs kids. And if a gunman came in with our special needs kids, they're in wheelchairs. You know, yeah. I could put my body over one of the kids to save these kids because they already have a disability.
Right. Does it scare you that you work in a school? Like, does this, is this something that you fear?
Yeah, you're going to make me cry.
Oh. Well, we're friends. We're family. You can cry with us.
Yeah, it does. It hurts me that young, innocent kids are being killed, that people of all colors are being killed, that people of all religions are being killed. You know?
Yeah.
We need our government to wake up, smell the roses. I pray every day for a miracle to happen, and I believe that a miracle will happen because we just have too much. I listen to you guys every day, and you make my day in the morning. But this mass shooting, I have a 5-year-old granddaughter and a 13-year-old grandson, and I work with kids. For years, I work with kids, and I can't imagine losing a child. I can't imagine these poor people losing a child.
On the last week of school. Rosemary, that's the other thing that was even worse, was it was the last week of school. They were almost done. You know, and
I know
you say that, you know, the government needs to change. I agree with you. I know how to, I have my ideas on how to do it, but I don't think we're ever going to get there. And I think, and I think that the proof in the pudding is that after Sandy Hook, which was horrific, we did not only nothing, but what we did was we changed schools and started doing active. This was our solution. Now every student, no matter how old they are, knows what an active shooter drill is, and they know how to do it. Right. We put the responsibility on the kids.
Yeah.
Think about how disgusting we are as a nation. I mean, that's terrible. That's terrible that we adults didn't do anything to try to slow the problem down. We just told the kids to be better at active shooters.
Listen, the majority of us do not think that like to just say how disgusting we are as a country.
I'm talking about as a government, as the people who that we elect to control us, to tell us what our laws are and help fix our problems. That's what I'm talking about.
A lot of people are texting in, teachers texting in. I'm on my way to school to teach and I'm heartbroken. Like,
let's talk to Veronica real fast from a student's perspective. Veronica, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your perspective what grade are you in? Turn your radio off, Veronica.
Give me a second.
What grade are you in?
So I agree. I am college right now. I'm actually going to school to be a teacher.
Okay.
I agree with JD. I think that it will change. Yeah, it's going to take longer, but my Gen Z, I think that we're going to make a change because we are the ones that are more involved with politics these days. And my group of friends and everyone around me, we are just angry because it makes us afraid to have our own kids and to do the jobs that we love.
You know, that's such a good point. You guys are the ones that are actually having to do these active shooter drills and having to worry about, you know, or having clear backpacks or whatever it is. Like, you guys are the ones really living it. We're just talking about it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah, it's because I remember we had to do those drills. Yeah, honestly, those drills, some days it scared us because not that long ago, my little brother went through too. And then so there was a lockdown. But I think that Gen Zs are going to be the ones who speaks out and then makes more of a point. And then the government's going to have to do something, you know, because we're all involved. And it's not like the older generations. It's Gen Zs. We are the next future. And we're going to do something about it because we're not going to sit on our ass. And people are like, oh, no, we want our gun laws, you know. Or some people, we need our guns for this. But no. We care about our children, our next generation. It's not about other people's opinion or other people, what they want to do, you know. It's going to be our children. So we're going to step up and we're going to do something about it.
Well, good. Listen,
Veronica, I
totally agree.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right. I hope your generation is the one to do it because my parents' generation failed. My generation failed. So I hope that yours is the one.
I mean, there are many generations that fail.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that future generations that are existing right now, they're actually living
this.
I hope
you do.
Can't succeed. I believe that they will.
Veronica, if you want to do that, you guys got to vote. And I know, that, you know, the Gen Z generation, you guys are way more politically active than most people at that age are. But 18, you need to hit the ground sprinting when it comes to voting.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of things that stand in your way. And that's where that real change is going to come from. I really
my daughter was super excited to vote when she turned 18.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I hope that they continue to do it. But vote.
Also, why can you buy a gun when you're 18, but you can't drink?
Great question.
Like, and that's not even like drink and drive. It's just drink at all.
How about the fact that you can't own a gun, but you can operate a gun before you're 18? Before you're 18, we don't let you. You can shoot a gun, I think, if you're 10, as long as there's supervision nearby. Can't drive a car.
Yeah.
If there's supervision nearby, I don't know. I can't figure. I've never shot a gun. My dad's side of the family is they hunt. I've been around guns. They never did anything for me. But I have always tried to understand where somebody who has a gun culture in their family is coming from. I get it. I understand, like, hunting. I get it.
Or even, it's like, a small handgun for, like, safety. As a woman, I get that.
Right.
What do you need a semi? Please text it and tell me. And don't say it's if the government rises up, you're going to be able to stop them, because no, you aren't. So what do you need a semi-automatic rifle for, if not to harm or kill, or just because you think it's cool? That's for me. Those got to go. We got to go back to a time when those didn't exist.
I agree.
Or weren't legal.
I kind of want to end on this because I thought it was amazing. So Steve Kerr, who's the coach at the Golden State Warriors, they're in the playoffs. They're in Texas right now playing the Mavericks. And he sat down for his press conference like they always do in sports. And he started his speech off saying, "We're not going to talk about basketball. There's nothing," he said, "there's literally nothing that has changed in the last 6 hours since I did one of these with my team that is worth talking about." And he goes into a speech, and I would just like to end on his words, because his anger and hearing him cry during it, Coach Steve Kerr, I thought is more effective than anything that we can say.
"Since we left Shoot Around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here. And a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight. But I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister, brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough."
KUDL and KUDL HD1 Sacramento.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.